Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heads up, Something's Burning has its own podcast feed. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen to Something's Burning's audio. It's no longer on BurtCast channel. It's on its own channel. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can listen to the audio version of Something's Burning. So download it, tell a friend, like, subscribe, leave a comment, and enjoy.
You and your dad have a great relationship.
Yeah, hey, he's dead. Thanks for bringing it up, bro.
We'll be right back.
Repeat guess. Brand new episode of Something's Burning. A fan favorite. Without a doubt, I made them steaks last time. This morning, we're making breakfast.
All right.
Brad Williams, Adam Ray, fucking legends.
Yes.
Brad Williams last time fell off the stool.
He was
that drunk.
Can we cut to a clip?
Yeah. It is, please. Fuck me, I am wasted.
You too?
I had steak, a twice baked potato. Oh, that's not real, is it?
Oh my God.
That's very real.
Dude, I saw you falling. Once I started going, my head was too big, I couldn't go back up.
It is an epic moment.
Yeah. You said, is that real?
Yeah.
When he fell? I've seen Brad do a lot of crazy stuff, whether it's sexual or not. I saw him once
grab me bone.
I was.
For real?
Oh, yeah. I made a wish. It was
the greatest. Where's that list? By the way, that's on my butt. You know what Tell's going to be. That's going to be one of his fucking dreams.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I saw him grab a vitamin water with his feet at a Lakers game and toss it to himself.
I've heard about it. I think I've seen video of that.
Yeah. So when you stick around long enough, you get to see and learn things. But I'd never seen him fall off a stool, but you did it gracefully.
It was fucking epic.
I mean, I'm surprised you guys don't have a crash pad here next, just to make sure. But when fans come up after shows, I know that they're going to mention Something's Burning based on the look on their face. Because like they have this look of like, you fell on Something's Burning, and they start laughing like you.
It's the epic. It's like the best. By the way, we've got Joey Diaz's laughing gas.
It's not a Death Star.
No, it's not a Death
Star.
Fuck.
Can't do that.
Can I tell you, I never really got the whole like Joey would be like, dog, wait, these fucking Death Stars will do a podcast. And then the Death Star only kicked in towards the end, and then I just would stop talking.
Oh, yeah, and contemplate life.
Do you remember it freaked a couple people out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I went home that night and started playing this game called If I Do This, My Heart Won't Explode. Because I was so paranoid.
Why does that happen?
I tap danced on my patio for about 8 minutes. And then my neighbor across the way, our apartment was set up Melrose Place style, pool in the middle, apartments around. I'm step ball changing for about 8 minutes. And then I just hear this voice go, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just rehearsing. And then I ran back in, almost drove myself to Cedar Sinai. Talked to him 3 days later. And he's like, dude, you were fucked up, huh? I go, yeah, man. What I was doing was not normal. He goes, I thought you were rehearsing for a show. I go, what show has me doing this for 8 minutes straight?
Oh my God.
So hot.
Goddamn hit.
I had a buddy who who had the worst experience on edibles. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who it is in a second. I've got to edit his name out. You remember?
Yeah.
He ate edibles, thought he was dying, having a panic attack, called 911.
Oh no.
Cops show up also, and then he spits in a cop's face. For what reason, I have no idea. So what they do next, they put a bag around his head and a lock on it.
Like and Hannibal Lecter's
You thought
style?
You were having a panic attack before the bag?
Before the bag.
I said to him, I go, how bad did it get? And he goes, it got pretty bad.
Holy shit.
Handcuffed.
What happened to just
bag.
Cuffs?
Yeah. Yeah. No, because he was spitting.
Oh, so they
can't
do
spit.
Do not spit on a cop.
Yeah.
If you learn anything from this episode.
Yeah. Well, this is a Joey cops. Diaz joint, Jeez, if I've ever fucking seen one.
Oh, yeah, cocksuckers. Do we all have a Joey Diaz impression?
I do.
Yeah.
My favorite. I've said this before. Do not edit this out. It's my favorite Joey Diaz story. Ari slips me Molly. I call Joey. I go, Joey, I'm freaking out. I think I'm going to die.
Who's the first person you called?
My second. My first one was my cousin Andrew.
Yeah.
Because we were getting on a plane, and Andrew came over, and Joey goes, dog will be there at 5. He walks in the backyard. He walks past my wife, goes, Leanne, don't come outside. We got problems outside. comes out and he goes, where is it? And Ari shows him the rest of the Molly. Joey eats the rest and he goes, we all die tonight, cocksucker. Fuck it. If you go down, I go down. No one's fucking dying. Let me tell you the amount of drugs I've done, Bert Kreischer. And he just sits there and proceeds to tell me story after story after story.
Calmed your nerves.
Calms me down. And then I had the most beautiful trip on ecstasy where I just sat and watched the sun set over Joey's shoulders with his head.
That's how I want to die.
With Joey talking off a ledge.
Yeah, with the sun set.
Joey sent me 15 pounds of marijuana. So I have more marijuana than you'd ever fucking need.
15 pounds?
Including a cross joint. Who's ever seen one of these in real life?
I just thought it was in movies.
Pineapple Express, right?
Yeah. I know, right? That movie was so fucking
unbelievable.
Good. Yeah.
Truly one of the best. Not even just like stoner comedies.
Also, that first one you held up, that's like a dwarf stripper pole. That's not a joint.
Look this thing?
Yeah.
This is my favorite joint. It looks like a tampon.
It does.
There's dildos smaller than that.
Do you know tampons do you know tampons go straight in the pussy?
What's that?
They go up in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was more like a dam. Like you kind of shoved it in sideways.
We'll be right back. Don't. Wait, don't, at least you know it goes in the vagina.
Don't if you were like, do you guys know
it's not supposed to go in the butt? Yeah. Wait, so sideways? Wait.
I thought if you put, okay, so my mouth will be the pussy, okay?
Finally.
I'm just dreaming. Been
for 8 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
I thought a tampon went in like this.
Like a cartoon cigar?
And so it was like, your lips would hold it and then it would just catch the blood. It goes in like this.
Yes.
How fucking uncomfortable is that? They do that to virgins. Like virgins put in tampons. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. Do you remember fingering chicks when they saw their cherries?
When they still,
And you were like, what am I doing down here? You're like,
oh, I still.
And you just
would
be like sliding by.
Yeah.
That's a really aggressive statement.
No. Look, someone's got to talk about it. If it's not you, it'll be Fauci. So let's get it out of the way.
Whatever happened to him? I heard he got COVID.
Well, look, I was trying to... Look, there was something about the monkey... I had to turn my attention to monkeypox.
Bro, your Dr. Phil fucking live shows are genius.
Thanks, bro. Will you do
them? Fuck, no.
Okay.
Of course I will. Of course I will. You fucking kidding me?
No, all right.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Today, I am making Eggs Benedict, three different types.
Oh my God.
Eggs Benedict.
It's my favorite breakfast.
It's my favorite fucking breakfast. I love it more
than
anything.
Thank you.
First, we're going to start off by separating 6 egg yolks and making a hollandaise sauce.
Great.
Which I think you have to chill, right? Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Do we have a blender, Stace?
When's the last time you smoked?
When was the last time you smoked?
About 3 months ago.
Yep.
For real?
Yeah, so it's been a while.
It's always a special, that's why I ask, because it's a special occasion when Bradley does it.
Yeah.
I smoke maybe 3-4 times a week.
I smoke every night now.
Yeah.
To
fall asleep?
I'm not sober. No, just to
shut your
enjoy
brain
life.
Off.
I like empathy.
Just to enjoy.
Marijuana gives me empathy and it makes me smile.
When you drink, there's more chaos that can arise. When you get high, you just lose the Apple TV remote and fucking, while you're holding on to it.
We'll
edit that out.
Do you guys?
We'll edit in some laughter.
How often? Separating fucking egg yolks good at all.
Reminder, do not use olive oil.
Oh yeah, I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
Just found out. Did a food allergy test.
Oh, for real?
So I'm one of those dickheads who, when I go to like a Panera, I'm like, "There's no olive oil in the broccoli cheddar, is there?" And they're like, "What?"
How do you go to Italian restaurants?
What's that?
How do you go to Italian restaurants?
I have to be a dickhead and go, "Can you not put it in there, please?"
And then does every waiter just turn to Sebastian Maniscalco and be like, "You don't eat olive oil?
What are you doing
at the Olive Garden?" That's what we have.
Did he work there?
Oh, he worked at a restaurant. I don't know if it was the Olive Garden.
It wasn't the Olive Garden.
Can you imagine? What if he was the heir to the Olive Garden fortune?
This is why this show is so much better. I'm doing my own thing, and out of the side of my ear, I hear, did he work at the Olive Garden? You know, that would be...
Why are you getting 2 breadsticks?
You know you can have as many as you want. They're bottomless.
1, 2, 3.
That's the thing about like,
if you, I think we're good.
Yeah.
If you do a roast, you really find out what people actually think about you. Because you did one.
Whitney did a roast to me.
Yeah, and it was like, fans.
The first time I heard that people, I've done two roasts. I did Cowhead's roast.
Yeah.
In Tampa. And that was the first time that I realized people think I drink a lot. Mm. Like, I knew I drank a lot, but I didn't know other people knew it. And then I was like, oh, it's clear to everyone. I drink a ton.
Sure. Yeah.
And then on this one, I didn't realize that people thought that I didn't see my family a lot, and I don't. And I was like, wow, everyone noticed that?
That was what everyone went hard on.
Was like, oh, this man. Is my impression of Bert with his children. Bye. Thank God my daughters weren't there. Although they watched it, they saw the roast.
Yeah.
I think that's 7, right?
That was one of my first jokes. It was my folk split when I was 9, and I would go on stage at the open mic at the Comedy Store. I go, this show feels a lot like my Little League games because my dad's not here. And it would get no laughs, except for one comic in the back would laugh. And then everyone else was like, oh, this is sad.
It's funny. Do you grow up with a single mother? That makes so much fucking sense right now.
Wow. It does. He just psychoanalyzed
it
you.
It does. Well, no, because... Never mind.
No, please.
Well, no, because you were overweight as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is... that. I feel like that is like... mom energy. Like, I also feel like this is a horrible... I'm letting you hear into my brain.
Please.
Is anytime I meet a dude with a hardcore speech impediment,
yeah.
I go, oh, his dad wasn't around.
How do those two things
connect? I don't know, because...
That's not how mine came about.
Wait, you have a speech impediment?
Yeah, I have a horrible stutter.
No, that's different. A speech impediment.
You
talk like this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
We have an egg benedict today.
I don't know. Having a stutter seemed like an impediment to me.
A stutter is different than... So it's a lazy tongue.
Yeah.
That's a speech impediment is a lazy tongue. It's a tongue that doesn't work right. And I had one of those. Okay. And my dad was like, yo, we got to fucking fix that.
Wow. Yeah.
He's like, I can't raise... You can't be a man if you can't talk to people.
So you're saying moms would go, it's part of who you are. Yeah.
But because the dad's
kid of mine's going to sound like Daffy Duck. Yeah.
My mom was like, that's his nooks and crannies. He's just an interesting guy and he'll sound unique.
Yeah.
So sweet. And my dad's like, no, you fucking won't.
He'll get beat up.
Yeah. He's like, how's he going to be a fucking lawyer?
Be like, excuse me, Your Honor. Seriously?
I'd watch that Jim Carrey movie, though.
I mean...
Hey, I'm sorry to tell you this. You have cancer.
I wouldn't
serious. I wouldn't better.
You got a 3 weeks to live. What are you laughing at?
Oh, God. Can you imagine? That guy goes through all the medical training, and they're just like, they get
they're
to
like,
the
hey,
end.
Hey, man, you can't tell you people can't, they have cancer.
Dude, we have to bring someone in to deliver
you have
the news.
To, with that voice, you have to be a proctologist.
Yeah.
It just works better.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a ball up your hand.
Yeah, every dude I knew growing up that had a speech impediment, his dad had bailed on the family.
Yeah.
And so like 3 dudes. And I know for a fact I had a bad one. I had it's called a tongue thrust. I still have it. You can see when I
think they're playing Coachella this year.
I think Leanne wishes you would do it more.
I'm talking to the speech impediment. I went to a speech pathologist and everything. Like, I had to go to classes.
Hypnotists will try to even like get in there and try to like, you know, convince you to not talk.
I had a hypnotist, I just sucked his dick.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why wouldn't all hypnotists do that? Like, why would they ever be like,
why would they just be like, it's illegal?
It's
illegal, you know? It's
no, but morally just, like, how come?
Reprehensible. It's
a good gimmick.
Why would they ever tell people they're hypnotists? Why wouldn't they just use it? And they'd be like, go to bars and be like, I'll be getting a blowjob in 5 minutes. And the girl's like, you want to go to the bathroom? And he's like, sure.
Yeah. Like, then all of a sudden the wrong song plays and she's plucking like a chicken.
Funny, Brad.
Yeah. All of a sudden she's in the bathroom.
And then she just pulls back and goes, look at this photograph.
This deal's going to take fucking forever.
Yeah, we're not eating.
I melt butter, roughly 7 tablespoons. I think that's 7 tablespoons. I then put the egg yolks in here. I think that's all the egg yolks I need.
So, Bert, I had a stutter my whole life, which I just found out, thanks to you, is not a speech impediment.
It might be. I don't know. I thought that was more psychological.
Well, I found out what caused that when I watched the movie The King's Speech. It's caused because I was born left-handed, and my parents switched me to right-handed. They forced me to be right-handed.
Wow.
Because my dad was like, he'll be made fun of if he's left-handed. And I'm like,
hold on.
There's a few other things they might get to first.
That's what they're going
to
leave with?
Your dad was in the weeds on that one, huh? It's like, seriously, what? He's gonna be left handed? Like, like, that's a bad time to tell you your dad's nearsighted. Yeah. He thinks you're 6 feet tall.
That's why he signed me up for football. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It all
makes sense. That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
you and your dad have a great relationship.
Yeah. Hey, he's dead. Thanks for bringing it up, bro. Oh,
we'll be right back.
Where do we put that lighter?
Right here.
Yeah, I got another one. Yeah, right. Hey, I'm a magician. Or,
wait, by the way, let's not skip over when you did this for your hypnotist. Like, you were like, I was like, if you saw a guy at a bar go, you will suck my dick, I'd be like, all right, somebody call this guy an Uber pool. Can you just wave your fingers in their face?
Wait, what if that was how I found out I was a hypnotist and you started sucking my dick?
Hold on. I don't know, I feel this urge.
He got off the stool, he's fine.
I can't control it.
Stop! Right there!
Stop!
This is prison would be so hard for you. You're right there.
Oh my God. Why am I not gay?
Prison will be so hard for you. Brad, that's a great bit.
Right there.
That's a great bit.
Just walking up to people like, I guess so. And you're like, no, no, I was going to ask if you had a cigarette. Hey, you
want to... I've accidentally given four blowjobs.
Yeah.
We can do this show without cooking. I don't know why we cook.
Oh, yeah, turn the oven off.
I wish my podcast was as good.
Now you're going to drink.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't have even been able to tell you what was in a hollandaise sauce.
You gotta be weird with butter because you don't want to melt. You don't want to cook the.
How often are you guys using your blenders?
Not very often.
By the way, you just saw my small talk at a fucking bar in Temecula trying to make new friends.
Yeah.
Oh, there's lemon juice? Oh.
Ah, but he was using the fresh ones.
What if I just like. And that's how I sucked his dick. Anyway.
I feel like that was every sitcom moment ever. When like the dad tries to cook.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper to taste.
There you go.
I bet it once it gets cool, it gets thicker. I know, but what? Oh, you just keep it hot? Ooh, this looks fucking good. I mean, it looks really good right now.
No.
I'm gonna.
Other than the show, Bert, how often are you cooking for yourself or in general?
A lot lately. I started cooking on the bus because I'm keto, and for whatever reason, it's just difficult to get. It's just difficult to get fucking
keto meals.
Do we have a big pan to make poached eggs in?
Pan or
a pot?
Bert, I gotta ask you something.
Shoot.
As somebody who went to the Gorge every year, starting from high school all the way through college, I mean, can you give me a little bit of a report back?
It is one of the most epic venues I've ever performed at. It is one of the most epic. Everything about, finally, we got a pot.
All right.
That's okay.
We've had it for a little bit.
It is, here, I'll get it clean. Let me fill this up with water and I'll tell you all about it.
Sure, take your time. Mm-hmm. So, Brad. Wait, let's do a little scene. I'll be the bartender and you're
I think we did that scene and it got a million views on Instagram recently.
I'll be the girl at the bar and you're trying to pick me up at the bar.
Stace?
You're the girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need white vinegar.
I see you're smoking that joint in here. It's great that it's legal now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I'm just trying to be with my thoughts right now.
Hey, I like to be with your thoughts too. You know, what are you thinking about?
Oh, I don't know. I just started a TikTok, so I'm posting a lot of dance videos. I travel.
It's fantastic. You ever heard of this thing called OnlyFans?
Yeah, my dad's friend's on it. Why?
I'm just saying, you would make a ton of money on OnlyFans.
Oh, do you work for them or?
I mean, we can go into business together. I'm just saying, I know this one dwarf girl, she made $24 million on OnlyFans last year.
Ooh, what part of her body did she put on there?
Kneecaps. Have you ever seen a dwarf kneecap? Exactly.
I feel like this is some weird racist riddle.
I told Isla you were coming today, and she goes, I said, Stacey's staying at my house, and we're trying to talk about like what we're gonna make and what we're gonna have, and she goes, who's on the show? I said, Brad and Adam, and she goes, well, what would you make him? I said, well, Brad's a little person. And she goes, oh, I know Brad. Yeah. Do you remember she had she had a joke and the punchline was the word midget.
Yeah.
And she would told it to me in the car one time. And I said, hey, you can't tell that joke. She's like, I'm fucking third grade. And I was like, why not? I guess that word is hurtful to people and you shouldn't say it. Mm. She said, yeah, but they're not in the car. I was like, oh, you'd think that's how it works.
but it ain't.
They're not here.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like, it's, you know, it is, does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, if they're not, like, you can say whatever you want about your friends, you talk behind their back, why can't you do it with people of color?
Oh, God. The views of Bert Kreischer do not represent
the this is flagged on YouTube.
But it is.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's a lot of...
like, what's... It's, I always think it's, this is horrible. This is a horrible thought. But I always think it's fascinating when people get in trouble when they were mad and they said things when they were mad and no one understands what it's like to be fucking furious and say things you regret.
Yeah.
And you're like, and they're like, that's who they really are. And you're like, no, that's how we all really are.
That's how human beings are once every, I don't know, 1 out of 10 times when you get super angry, unless you're an NBA ref or a...
There's a reason why they say, like, you're seeing red. It's because, like, you're really not in control.
Oh, yeah.
You're that angry.
By the way, I have so much... I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I mean,
I'm getting ahead of myself. So here are the ones we're going to make. We're going to make each... You're each going to get one. So we're going to cut these open.
All right.
And you'll get... One salmon, one ham, one steak.
Ooh.
So I cut too many, but that's okay. I'm just kind of all over the map. This is, hold on. So what I'm gonna do is each of us will get one, okay?
One?
But I'm doing the right work.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Right now. So, the key to making poached eggs, number one is vinegar. We don't have it. So... what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a spoon. You know, you'd think for a cooking show we'd have everything you need to cook with.
It looks like you do.
Yeah.
Do you have a ladle?
A ladle, yeah.
What you do is you put the egg in a ladle, and then you gotta spin the water around, kind of.
Mm.
And then you place the egg in the egg in, and you let it start boiling, and then you let it go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever showed that on Chopped.
This isn't.
Chopped. You watch Chopped?
All the time.
If you could be, can I tell you the idea for I Have a Reality Show?
Yeah.
Please.
Top Cop.
Can you do this?
We take mall cops and we see who's going to be the best cop. It's Police Academy. Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'd watch the whole season tonight.
Fuck, yes, I would.
Wow, dude.
Top Cop. Think of a bunch of mall blarts.
Fuck
Paul
yeah.
Paul Blart.
Yeah. Mall security. Those guys, because guess what? Some of them do want to be real cops. And didn't make the cut, so they go, fuck it, I'll work next to Wetzel's.
Yes.
And so, and some of them are just like, this is all I ever thought about. I haven't thought past this. So you're putting both those guys in the ring to have it's to battle
genius.
For... Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking genius.
And you shoot it at a mall, so you're getting that backdrop.
Bro.
Orange Julius gets back on the map, finally.
So what I'm going to take is I'm going to take steak, okay?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to cut it real thin. How do you guys like your steak, medium rare?
Well, not a...
Yeah, medium.
What do you want?
Medium.
Medium? Yeah. Okay, good. So what I'm going to do... is I'm gonna cut these kind of thin.
All right.
That looks delicious, man.
So what we're gonna do is we'll cook these on there. We'll sear them, cook them through to medium. And then these will be, I'm gonna cut this one too. Just to see if we get our best choice. This silver fucking shit needs to come off. That is rule number one of cleaning up a steak. Is this silver fucking shit?
Gotta get rid of it.
It's crap.
What is it?
Your mom never remarried. Adam?
That transition just made. What's the silver stuff? Did your mom ever marry? Speaking of silver things, no. Is there a silver thing entering your mom right now?
That's a fucking Dr. Phil moment if I've ever heard one. So, okay, so you said that you got a B in social studies, but what I want to know is who touched you? You're like, how are those two things connected? So, yeah, she remarried.
Was it your teacher?
Shout out to my stepdad, George.
Yeah.
I'll take that later.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got a bunch of things going at once. Mm-hmm. We got the salmon, we got the ham, we got the steak. I think the most important part is probably, do eggs go, would you cook steak, then eggs? Or would you do all the eggs, put them off to the side? I'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then cook the steak. You want the steak hot, right?
I think yeah. so. I'd rather, yeah, the eggs, we can deal with the temp. I'd say steak.
Yeah, we can always do a little.
What was that?
I don't know. Me and my daughter Isla talk in code.
Cool.
Sometimes we'll go like, can you give me a little. And then Leanne and George will go, well, I don't know what is. Can you tell me what
is? It's a dolphin training technique.
And then Isla will go, it's a Diet Coke, Mom, obviously.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I think if you put, here's my thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. If you take an egg and you put it in here and then drop it in like this.
I'm okay with that.
And let it cook for a little bit. Okay. Then that'll form a barrier, right? I think, let's just try it.
My eggs usually don't have barriers, but I think we're good with, I think whatever you
That's
said.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's even worse. This is harder than you think. Is this because I'm high? Hold on.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to hold this in my belly button.
Please don't move. Please don't fucking move.
Trying to hold it in my belly button.
Yeah. That's why God made belly buttons, to hold ladles.
And that worked.
See? Well, I wasn't wrong.
It was great.
Okay.
Well done, sir. See, this is more cooking than I've ever done, so I'm already amazed.
Yeah. It's an art, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen Chef, the movie Chef with Jon Favreau?
Oh, where he's with like Sofia Vergara.
Bobby Cannavale, yeah.
And.
All right, that didn't work the way I thought it would.
Oh, no.
It just stuck to the fucking ladle.
There's people that know two things about
all
cooking
right, cool.
just screaming at their screens right now.
This feels like how Charlie Bucket's parents cooked in Willy Wonka. They were just like,
well, there's one. This is one way to cook it. I think we're supposed to cover this in butter or something.
I know how to scramble them.
Should we just drink it out of the ladle?
Yeah, is that what we do?
I don't know. I don't know. This is not definitely not what it's supposed to look like. It looks like the top of a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, you really haven't been drinking it. Well. You're seeing it everywhere.
Let's put this here. Okay.
So, here to tell you how to do it?
Yeah, you want to tell me how to do
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So, you... Okay, crack it in a bowl.
Crack it in a bowl?
Yeah.
Like one of those tiny bowls?
No.
No, that's
more like... I mean...
Like this?
Yeah. Use this. Okay.
Okay.
Crack
okay.
one egg in there.
Mm-hmm. Spin the water.
Then get that out.
Yeah.
And then you just go like this, and you go...
But you got to spin the water, right?
It doesn't say anything about spinning water. It says crack into a cup or bowl of any size and gently slide it into a pan of water at approximately 167 degrees Fahrenheit.
Get post-mix.
Cool, that's about 167, right?
It's exactly 167.
All right, perfect. Let's
and
do it.
And then cook until the egg white is mostly solidified, but the yolk remains soft. And then you use one of these.
It's close
this
enough.
Thing we got.
What? Don't worry about it. We're good.
Hi.
Close enough is a great name for a restaurant. We're like enough. they just fuck up stuff left and right.
But I would get something.
You wanted pasta bolognese.
What a bowl.
Close enough.
Or like a plate so that can. Fine.
You can never complain about.
That's
the
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's that? Close enough.
Yeah. You just know everything's gonna be a little off.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a restaurant called Feed That Bum. And there's a bunch of like homeless people outside.
Yes.
And you feed them.
I thought you spun the water. Is that not?
It's not in those directions.
Then let's stop that. Let's just go.
You do?
Put the egg into the dwarf jacuzzi.
Well, you know what? Let's just fucking see what happens, boys.
Why not? It's eggs. It's fine.
It's eggs. It's fine.
Cut to later.
Yeah. Cut to you getting salmonella.
Yeah.
What's that? We can do them over easy. Yeah, we can. Let's see how poached comes out.
All right.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay.
Let's just keep spinning gently. Whoo. You ever seen a witch flying on a broom?
Yes.
That is what these look like.
Cool.
Okay.
And I don't know which one I put in first. Mm. I don't have a hard time getting these out or easy.
I feel like this is a carnival game.
Pretty stringy.
Okay.
You guys like eggs over easy?
Sure.
We can also do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever's easiest. Might be a lot fucking easier.
Let's adjust.
Let's just see. Mm-hmm. Whoa, I take that back. Oh, that's not.
Did you get it?
That looks pretty fucking good.
That's pretty good.
I eat right?
That. Yeah.
All right. That's not a name for a cooking show. I eat that. I eat that.
Did you ever know a kid that would like lick slugs and eat whatever you wanted in high school?
Sat next to me in high school.
Thank you. And this is why I wanted to know. We all knew one.
Mine was Thomas.
Mine was Greg Seidlinger.
That's a great weird kid name.
Yeah, whether it was mayonnaise or pubes, he would just chew on anything.
Fuck. Whether it was mayonnaise or pubes. Pubes get a bad rap. It's just hair.
Been saying it for years. I'm going to die on this hill. Pubes get a bad rap.
You've got a strawberry hill. I'm going to die on pube hill. Yeah. I was always mesmerized by those kids that would eat whatever you put in front of them.
Oh, my God.
Because you know, where are they now? Those two have VH1s, where are they now? Kid who ate anything.
Oh, bro. Can you imagine if like, that guy's your surgeon?
So there was a kid.
He's not alive.
Yeah.
We had a kid that smelled like bologna growing up. I told stories about him because his name, and if you said it to my sister would go, oh, he smelled like bologna. Like that was what we'd say. I watched him get attacked by a dog one time.
Because well, yeah, because he smells like bologna.
Oh, yeah. I never put two and two together. Yeah. I bet it was because he smelled like bologna.
You gotta start wearing that bologna cologne.
Yeah.
Which was my nickname in high school.
So he, bologna cologne?
What would that commercial be?
These are actually bologna
cologne. Bologna cologne.
Yeah. Tired of getting, never getting laid. Love bologna.
Ham it up.
Ooh, with bologna cologne.
With bologna cologne.
I think I have so much egg white in here.
Yeah, these all look good, Bert.
Yeah, they actually do look good. One, two. Yeah, we got enough. We got enough.
Bert, these really look delicious.
They look good.
Yeah.
All right, I think. Real quick. What's the matter?
Nothing. I want to show you this before.
Yeah.
It's $140 per.
Give me two of them.
Two of them.
That's got to be cool to be rich.
I got
to
be honest with you. I'm happier. I'm very grateful to have made money, mm-hmm. but I'm very happy that I can appreciate making money. I'm happy. Right. Like, you can't. I think Paris Hilton will never really appreciate what it is to make $1 million.
Sure.
Right.
You know, because you gotta be broke. You gotta be broke to go like.
You gotta eat Frosted Flakes for dinner like I did for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I would sing to myself, they're sad. Because I was just fucking struggle bussing it.
But
it was cheap.
Mm-hmm. But I said the same to Adam Devine. I think we were all in Spokane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, he had sold out a theater.
Yeah.
And I had sold out the comedy club. And he said, congrats. And I said, thank you. And I said, that means a lot to me. I mean this respectfully. I was pretty drunk. I mean this respectfully, but you may never know how great it feels to finally sell the comedy club.
Yeah.
Because you're already selling theaters.
Yeah.
But when you bust your ass in this business for so long and then you start selling out clubs,
yeah.
that is like a fucking, it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
And then to go to theaters?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
theaters, I don't think any of us ever thought we were going to do theaters at any point in our lives.
No. I'm talking to a guy who's mid-transition from clubs to theaters.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm doing theaters next year. And so for the first time.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I really am, though.
Yeah, the problem is there's no screens on the side. People in the back row are fucked.
Well, get your tickets early. RadWilliamsComedy.com.
Oh, that's a pre-sale fucking promo video right there. Oh, fuck. These are going to be good.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Here's the fun part. What do you think that sound is comparable to as far as great sounds go?
A woman coming.
Yep.
I mean,
Brad?
That's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Already.
Look at that.
These are going to be really good.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I knew something like this would happen. I didn't eat this morning.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I didn't eat either.
Okay.
I didn't eat either. Remember that kid? Oh, the one-upper?
You mean me on every podcast?
Look to the camera.
Tell me a story about your childhood. I'll tell you a better one. It must be fun being my podcast partner. Oh. These are fucking legit.
Uh-huh.
Good job, sir.
Oh, my God.
And just seasoned it with salt
and pepper.
And you
guys are both medium, right?
Yeah, yeah, please.
All right. We're almost ready to start plating.
Plating.
I'm going to put it on here.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
And then, hold on. Where did I put butter? I know I had it.
I mean, you had a bunch of them.
I had butter. Don't worry. This is...
Bullshit.
Oh, hold on.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that looks fun.
What? Ow, ow.
You right?
Yeah. I think this is really hot.
Now when you're doing this, I'm just thinking about every Japanese hibachi I've ever watched. Like when they when they do the onion volcano.
Or the Britney Spears knife video.
Oh, that one.
Oh my God.
She looks like an IHOP waitress auditioning for Mortal Kombat.
I'll tell you what, you or cannot fuck House with Britney's fans. Britney's fans are so fucking...
They're diehard. I honestly think she's not losing it. I think she's just being like, yeah, I can't make cool, crazy videos because I'm super I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want.
She's pretty fucking... You know, Britney's undeniable,
no
right?
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her.
Britney's undeniable.
She also really, started a movement for pop stars.
I mean, really, when I was thinking about it the other day, dropping my daughter off at an all-Catholic girls' school, and I was like, Britney made this hot.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, Sister Act was pretty hot. Said nobody ever. I am Adam Ray.
Peak Whoopi.
Peak Whoopi.
Peak Whoopi.
Peak Whoopi. Great band name. Next to Thrusted Tongue, whatever you said.
Oh, my God.
Thrusted Tongues open up for Pink Whoopi.
Pink Whoopi or Peak Whoopi?
Both. Oh,
both.
Pink Whoopi would be interesting.
I go see either.
It's Pink the singer and Whoopi doing a two-man show.
Why is that not a thing? Because then Whoopi would have to do the aerials.
Oh,
yeah.
Like I'm not allowed to eat bread.
What's up?
You got it out?
I just popped into my mouth. I was like, here's a little piece for the big guy. You ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, let's see if we can get it.
These are keto cookies?
Pete made me keep, my assistant Pete made me keto fucking biscuits.
So is that cauliflower or something?
It is almond flour.
Wow.
Okay.
It is almond flour, and I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to ask, because I tasted one,
yeah,
and it is so fucking good.
Hell yeah.
And I'm willing to find out. All right. We're so fucking close.
Hell yes. Yeah.
We're so fucking close. I think what I can do...
I'll spark one up. Anybody else?
Start plating.
Plating.
Bloom. Oh, this is a pretty dirty fucking plate. Boom. 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 Boom.
That looks awesome.
Boom.
Now, are you a breakfast, lunch, or dinner guy? Did I already ask you that? If you had to pick one meal.
Favorite meal.
I am... Oh, breakfast.
Yeah.
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 Like at a diner or cooking it like this.
Yes. And then smoked salmon on one.
Yes.
Oh.
Look at this.
Bert, you fucking did it, man. You fucking did it.
Oh.
Well done, sir.
Oh.
How's that for
this? This.
That looks fucking.
As they say. Slaps. We're going to put this on the
side.
A little bit of this.
Holy shit,
dude. Here, caper up your thing.
You've outdone yourself.
I'm here.
Caper up.
Oh my
God. Now, what are the odds you have any something to help make a Bloody Mary around right now?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, you want a Bloody Mary?
Is it weird if I have a cocktail?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Go for it.
Also, you can even just have a tequila if that's easier.
We can have a tequila too.
Let's do that. I'll just do that on the rocks. Thank you. Thank you so much, Stace. Cheers, Bert.
Hold on, I'm coming in. Let me get a cocktail. Not a cocktail, but
get a nitro coffee or something.
I'll get an LD.
You got any Sunny D in there?
OJ purple stuff tequila.
Cheers, Jeff. Right. Cheers. Hey, thank you for doing this.
Making great memories and.
What? You came up so fast on the dust. Let's see the replay of that. Let's see the replay of that. Mega Man Breathe.
I'll tell you what I'm going to put. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to put on here.
Who gives up on a toast that quickly? Know.
That was. I just felt the wind sucked out of the room.
You talk for a living.
Yeah, I got thrust tongue, man.
You got tongue thrust?
Tongue thrust.
As long as you don't get peak whoopee, we're fine.
All right. Which one do you think should have jalapeno? I'm gonna put jalapeno. Oof,
that's definitely the choice. Definitely. Probably the ham though, yeah.
Yeah, the ham, and then I'm gonna do capers on this one with some chives.
Wow.
Hold on. We're so close.
I'm going salmon. Minutes.
Yeah.
One salmon first.
This is actually some of the best weed I think I've smoked in a long time.
It's Joey Diaz's laughing gas.
Laughing gas. Of course that's what it's called.
It's the hardest weed to get in all of LA. For real.
No kidding.
Everyone have forks?
Yes. Yeah.
The machine knives. All right.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy. Oh. Hey, cheers. I love fucking hanging out with you guys.
Man, it's
we gotta do this more often, not more filming each
1,000%,
other.
1,000%, dude.
Oh. Done. Which one do you go first? Steak.
I'm going steak.
Yeah.
I'm going salmon, you know.
Mmm.
Hell yeah.
Mmm.
That's a great hollandaise sauce, Bert.
Mmm.
Not gonna lie, I had very little faith.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Me too.
You knocked it out of the damn park.
Bro, this is unfucking believable.
Oh my god. Let me see how this.
It could, I mean, is it the weed why I'm loving this so much? I think
it's a little bit. It's a little bit.
Always a little bit.
A little bit, but at the same time.
Over Christmas, my whole family was eating edibles. And like my parents.
That's a great sentence.
And we always have leftovers. Always.
How?
No, well, except for this year when we were all eating edibles. And I made the comment, I go, we shopped perfectly. Like, we have no leftovers. Like, this is so hard to do. And my sister's like, no, we're all fucking high as shit. So that's why there's no leftovers.
We ate everything.
We ate fucking everything. Okay.
Going in for for the salmon. Steak one is like, I paid top dollar for that steak one, dude. I'm not even fucking joking. I'm not even fucking joking. I love when people do that. Take it easy, man.
Can we talk about the phrase, let's fucking go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You feel like a lot of people are using it?
Yes, a lot. I don't know if Tom Brady did it.
Tom Brady started it.
Yeah.
By the way, like 2001.
Yeah, like he was saying it before every game or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he did it to get up for a football game. Now I feel like, it's like we're getting coffee in the morning. Let's fucking go. It's like
hey, I heard, for special I heard occasions. The cast of Murphy Brown is reuniting.
Well, let's fucking go!
I mean, to be fair.
I feel like it might be a tad bit overused.
Just a wee bit.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Mm. Wow. Old school ham. Delivers.
Yeah, I thought the ham one would be my least favorite, but damn. Mm-hmm.
And how's your keto biscuit? Probably just as great, right?
No, it's falling apart.
Oh, sorry.
Want to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try one. It's actually really fucking good.
Yeah. Dip it in some hollandaise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's great is it's falling apart, so it's turned into like a little bit of a shit show, but awesome shit show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Tastes like cornbread, right?
Yeah
totally.
Like I was thinking the other day, this is gonna get super deep because I'm pretty fucking hot.
Yeah,
let's go.
Stacey's like, wrap it up.
Oh shit.
Right before.
Yeah, I got a flight.
What time's your flight?
Oh, we're good.
Not for three hours. We're good.
Yeah. How's this episode been, by the way, so far?
It's fucking amazing. This has been fucking amazing. Yeah.
This has been one of the most fun.
And then you guys can still hang out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, let's go.
Well, so I had a moment.
And you have to fall this time.
Where I realized.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Wait, no, God. That was a good fake fall. Holy shit. Oh, you son of a bitch. Sorry.
We had I had a moment this morning where I was thinking to myself, because I've had a lot of reflection, because that's just my brain.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's crazy. I feel really good. And I haven't really done this in 25 years. I've been partying every night for 29 years. And then I was like, God, like for a second, I was like, do I regret not stopping drinking for big stretches of time more or earlier? And I went, absolutely fucking not. Like, I have had the greatest 25 years of partying my dick off. Like, my dick off.
It's a good run.
Like, and then I go, and I'm not done. No. Like, literally, I was like, I'm not done. I took a break. I'm back in the fucking pool. Yeah. We're swimming again. And then I go, and now I know I have this fucking ability to fucking skinny it up on big. Like, I always knew I could do Sober October, but I knew that at a month I was ready to go.
Wow.
And then now I'm like, oh, I can fly sober. I can fucking have dinner at someone's house sober.
That's huge.
I can fucking go to sleep sober. I can get in the hot tub with my wife and have sex sober. Wow. Granted, a joint makes that better, but like,
yes.
I'm super grateful that like I don't live my life in regret at all.
Mm-hmm. Can't, dude. What a lose-lose game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you can't change it, so why?
Johnny Depp doesn't watch any of his movies because of that. Someone let him in once, and he was like, Dave's like, have you seen The Pirates? And he was like, I don't see any of my movies. And he was like,
you're so good.
And he goes, you haven't seen anything? He goes, what about chocolate? He goes, I just eat it. I don't watch it. I always remember that. I was like, what a cool fucking answer. I don't eat it. I don't watch it. But he was like, what are you going to do? They already shot everything. I can't change it. Why would I watch it? There's going to be something I'm going to be upset about.
Yeah. I watched my movie about 25 times.
That was unbelievable.
And I cried every time.
Good for you.
I'm so different than Johnny Depp.
So like,
just in that way.
Yeah. But like, when you're on location, everyone's there. Mark Hamill's your goddamn dad.
Yeah.
And they say action for the first time. Did you have a moment where you're like, holy shit, this is real? Like,
He wasn't in the first scene.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't in the first scene. My first scene with him was outdoors when I was grilling.
Yeah.
And I was fucking terrified. And he made a choice to like make this noise with his mouth that threw me off. And so I was like, but the best is at the very end of the movie, we have a moment, and it's the end of filming.
Yeah.
We have a moment where he got me to cry on his single. He did something and I started crying off camera, just reading lines with him.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, do that again. That's great. That is the energy of the scene. And I was like, I don't know how that happened. Like, he's got to do the thing with his eyes. And then Mark goes, you mean act? And I was like, yeah, can you act? Yeah, just you act and then I'll fucking act back is all I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's the acting class. Hey, man, you act. I act back. That'll be $750. You can pay Donna at the front, guys. You can take Venmo and PayPal.
I'm not any fucking stretch of the fucking... I'm not going to be winning an Oscar anytime soon.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah.
Although if I did play, I think I could play...
What's your dream part?
Great question.
Yeah.
Great question.
What's your dream part?
I have to be disabled. Like, you mean to win an Oscar? Well, to win an Oscar, you want to have like a
that
handicap,
almost was
right?
A fall.
Like,
yeah. Like, if you're looking at the Tropic Thunder and the...
So I wasn't going to say to win an Oscar. I was just saying like...
Oh, dream part. Yeah.
that's what I was thinking. Your first thing is, well, it's got to be disabled.
My dream part. My dream part would be... Honestly, I swear to God, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
To do the machine 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Wow. I want to do. I would love.
Just Fast and Furious.
I'm hoping that this movie it's on Netflix now and it did really well on Netflix.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I'm hoping it catches wind and like gets this like cult following where it's like the same way that Van Wilder did.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, can you do a second one? And I'd be like, that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do. And
let's
I want to
run it back.
Yeah, and I want to make them for fucking cheap. I want this is what I just actually told Netflix this. I said,
put everybody in, like fucking just put everybody. Yeah,
all your friends.
Yeah.
I'll make fucking 20 of them. I'll make fucking 20 of them just fucking running through every country's mafia.
People will be like, you know what? There's more machine movies than Air Bud movies.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If I could beat Beethoven as if I could go straight to DVD, I would do it for the rest of my fucking life.
Wow.
Gentlemen, cheers.
Cheers.
This is a great
day.
Oh, shit. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks for the love.
Love you guys.
Congrats on everything.
Fucking thank you. Let's fucking go.
Oh, I said it and meant it. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.